Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, everybody huddle up for a little team talk today, not with Teebs, but with Jack Devereaux. And you're far more qualified to give out advice, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm better looking.
Yeah.
I'm a better Teebs than just Teebs.
Absolutely, bro. He very often comes in here and says, I aspire to be like Jack Devereaux.
Yeah, I mean, look, Teebs is all business and, you know, hustling. I'm all about life.
Yeah.
Girls.
Party in the front and party in the back.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So I'm glad you brought up girls. Last time I saw you, you were bayed up, though. And you actually had thought that you'd found the one.
The thing about that is,
you went on a vacation.
I did, apparently. And I got ridiculed because it was after like a week or two of dating. But yeah, look, it didn't work out. But she was a lovely young lady, but it didn't work out.
Who broke up with who?
Who knows?
No, you do.
who can remember something, you know, so far back as last year?
See, yeah,
now, yeah, look, man, it didn't work out.
Okay. She broke up with you?
Nah.
Okay. So you're okay. Nah. I think that, I mean, you don't seem like the kind of guy that wants to commit. We've discussed this before.
Yeah, I think I've got problems. Like, even some girl once said, I sleep with socks on because I've got cold feet. You know that whole, you've got cold feet, so you can't, which is weird. I don't think that's a thing scientifically, but I think I do have problems. I'm scared of missing out.
And I remember you speaking about your family wanting you to settle down and...
Yeah, my mother even said, look, you don't even have to marry this woman. Just give me a grandchild.
Really?
Yeah, it's gotten that bad now.
Sure. Because your brother's in a relationship.
Yeah, they broke up after 5 years. Yeah, look, I think our family's doomed. I think our family's cursed. It's going to be those single guys at age 50. But I think my problem is that I want too much. Apparently, if I want the woman that I want, I must go buy flour at Checkers and bake her because no such woman exists.
Why? What is it that you want?
It's not even a lot. I just want a ridiculously good-looking girlfriend. And number two, she must have a job, like work, you know?
That doesn't seem like too
much. Yeah, number three, she must have a car.
Mm.
Number four, she must be able to cook. And number five, she must give me head every day. That's 5 points. That's really not quite, that's not a lot of stuff.
You have spoken about this fifth rule as well on the show before.
Yeah.
Duncan, you look like you want to weigh in on that.
Look, this Jack Devereaux guy is really coming across as really cool, man. I feel like him and I should be hanging around. He just described the dream.
That's Duncan, my
you
man.
Know, out of all those things you listed, I'm only missing one. I won't mention which one, but, you know, I've got a girl, fly, you know, works, car. But there was one thing that you mentioned that actually, I wish.
Well, we'll send her the podcast.
No!
That's funny. Okay, so women are going to feature regularly in your timeline as we go through it. But at least on the soccer front, things are going well. You tweeted yesterday, Man United fans, why are you hating from outside the top four? You can't even get in, and that's because?
Yeah, look, I'm Arsenal. They're always giving us flack that, yo, you guys only make top four every season. Look, before this game, they were excited at the prospect of going to the Champions League. So they were excited. After they lose, now they're like, yeah, what's the use of you guys being in the Champions League? You're not going to win it anyway. Don't hate from outside the Champions League. You know, you can't even get in. You're going to be number five. So don't hate. Doesn't matter whether we win it or not. Look, it's like going into the club. If I get a guest list and I get into Taboo, whether I get a girl on the night is irrelevant. I got in the club.
You're
outside. You're in your car. It's freezing, but you can't get in. Then you can be like, yeah, doesn't matter. You got in the club, but you didn't even get a girl. That doesn't matter. It's not 100% guaranteed I'm going to get a goal. So look, next season, Arsenal could win the Champions League. Who knows?
Jack, just shutting you down. Okay. I did say a woman would resurface, and they absolutely have. You tweeted Durban. So, and that's with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 O's. Many hot women. Are you going to Durban?
No. Someone asked on Twitter, besides Joburg, what's the best place to go party? Like, outside of Joburg. So I said, yeah, look, Durban. Look, whenever you go to Durban and you go to a club, it's insane.
Especially when you're you, because you're very well known on the club circuit because you've been doing it for so long.
Yeah, look, no, Durban, and 98% of them are yellow bones. It's the most beautiful thing in the world.
Are you at a point where you can go to Durban and you've got, you know, contacts already? And pre-even going, you'd be sorted.
I wish. No, look. Obviously, when you get to Durban, you need to, like, tweet. Oh, I'm on my way, you know? I'm on my way.
Do people slide into the DM?
Yeah, what's the weather like? What's the weather like in Durban? And then, obviously, people know, you know? And then you'd be like, I'm on my flight to Durban. Then you get, what's good, Durban, you know? That's why people, like, Lulu does that a lot. Lulu would like to say, what's the weather like in Durban? I'm like, come on, Lulu.
Oh, Lulu Cafe, though, we've had him on the show before. And he would not at any point open up to the fact that he bangs like a rabbit regularly. Yeah. Probably every day.
Probably, yeah.
Duncan, if you tweeted going into Durban, would anyone slide into your DM? Like Jack?
Well, maybe... a few Sangoma. No, maybe. Maybe because, you know, a lot of people have said I'm uncultured. But maybe if my ancestors wanted to connect with me and I was going to Durban, they'd probably get me in touch with a long-lost family relative that I should be hanging around with so I can teach me a bit more about my culture.
All right.
And that's important, especially when you go to a place like with the beach. I mean, beach.
Yeah.
Need to visit at least 3 more African countries this year. I've only ever been to Mozambique, Botswana, Swaziland, and SA. Sad face.
Yeah, have you ever used that app Bean?
No, what is that?
BEEN. It's an app where you click where you've been, and then it shows you like an atlas, like red, and then it tells you you've been 2% of the world.
Oh, geez, depressing, bro. Yeah, I don't want that.
It's depressing, but it's also... what's this word? Like, it motivates you to travel more. Because I clicked the African countries. Like I said, I've only been to Mars, Swazi, Botswana. And it says I've been, like, something stupid, like 5% of Africa. Huh. And it's actually, I haven't been to I haven't been to Zambia. I haven't been to Nigeria. So instead of traveling to, like, you know, I went to the Philippines in end of Jan. You know, so let's do more of Africa, man. We need to travel. Namibia... surely it can't be that expensive to spend 3 days there, you know?
Yeah, we always look overseas for like good holidays.
Yeah, we always want to go to Thailand for like 20,000, you know, where you can go to Nigeria and have amazing food and experience the culture. So I want to travel to at least 3 African countries this year. Probably Zim and Zambia because they're like stone throw away literally from each other.
Yeah, and I mean, Zim, you know, I've actually heard is really cool.
Yeah, like by the
Victoria Falls, yeah. Right, imagine a girl saved you in her phone as Minister of Transport. Yurr, I'd be so hacked.
Yeah, so it's...
who did this happen to?
It's that blessed thing, you know. But some girl tweeted that some guys are just there to give transport. Some guys are just there to give money. Some guys are there for sex. So, obviously, the transport guy gets called to take the girls to the club, to pick them up from the clubs. He's a Minister of Transport, but with no benefits. It's like being a Minister of Transport, but you don't have bodyguards. What's the point? You're going to pick and pay. You're buying your own bread. Why be a minister, you know? So I've never been that guy, though. If you call me and you say I must take you somewhere, that's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Unless you come into my house. But
and then we know, you said earlier on when we were doing training that there's only Wi-Fi in the bedroom.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi is strongest in the bedroom. In the lounge, it often cuts.
Okay, so this is something that a lot of guys don't have right. You seem to have it right, though, and that is buying tampons. You tweeted, buying tampons is a guy's the easiest thing ever. You get them from the aisle, you go to the cashier, simple. Why must it be a big thing?
Yeah, I actually don't understand how hard it is to buy a tampon. It really should not be that hard. I bought it for one of my exes, but it's literally the easiest thing. You just go there, she WhatsApps you which one to get. You go there, it's like picking up a packet of chips. You go
see,
there,
you're a good boyfriend, because a lot of guys there, are intimidated by this.
Yeah, you go there, you take the box, you go to the till, and you hand it to the cashier and you pay.
What's the most awkward thing you've ever had to pay for?
Normally when you buy like 2 12-pack condoms, like so 24 in one go, and you've got a lady cashier, she normally looks at you quite weird.
And how long does it take you to go through that?
Depends.
Look at this, Jack. We're about to reach a new level in our relationship.
It depends if it's month end or, you know, or if I'm going to Durban or...
Okay, so if you're going to Durban...
No, look, I once bought 24, but they weren't all for me. So she looked at me like,
okay.
You know?
I got a feeling you have a lot of sex, Jack.
Nah, look, I'm single now, so yeah, look, I try.
He tries. Okay.
Look, sex is literally the best thing in the world. Like, literally. There's nothing better than sex.
Yeah,
so
see, you own it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys, please stop asking God to switch off the world. Tina, we still want to live on it. Please, man.
Yeah, because you know, these days when all these things happen, like especially last night with the blessed thing and all these crazy things that are happening, you know, around the country, you know, literally half the people are saying, no, God, we're done now. Please, like, let us die. Like, switch off the world.
You need to unfollow quite a few people, bro. Nah, that's what you're getting.
It's like, no, don't switch off the world. Switch off your world, you know? Yeah. Like, I don't want to die just because of some 29-year-old girl with blesser problems. They keep on saying, switch off the world. We're done now. You can fetch us. No, don't fetch us. I still have to have a kid, maybe 4 or 5 kids, before God can even come and fetch us. So,
do you ever find Twitter, like, puts you in a bad mood or makes you sad or...
It literally can do all of that. Huh. You know, if there's a funny topic, you're literally going to laugh for like 2 hours. And then you're like, oh shit, it's one. Let me get back to work, you know. But it can do that. Or someone, just one person saying something stupid can mess up your day and you can get angry, you know. It's just, I've learned that don't get too invested emotionally in Twitter. People, most of the people, they're just doing it to press your buttons.
I've got
to
check.
Some girl the other day, my friend was like, why are you so hacked? I wasn't even hacked. So I tweeted a selfie and I was like, oh my God, you know, look at God, blessed, blah, 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 blah. And then this girl tweeted, but she didn't tag me, obviously. She's like, is Jack really that good looking? You guys like hyping up people. Him and his friends aren't even that hot. They're all lukewarm. You know, she went on. And even the girls that you guys... So I was like, hey, this girl. And yeah, no, look, she's not the best looking girl in the world. So people are like, yeah, don't let her mess up. I'm like, no, I won't. But it's just a stupid thing to go on about, like 10 tweets
later. It still affects you somehow, yeah, even though you know how to channel it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, when people say things like, you know, to these celebrities, like, yeah, this and that, they always say, like, yeah, don't pay attention. Obviously, they lie. You know, obviously, you don't let it consume your life, but it will irritate you for that 5 minutes. And you're like, you know what, let me just leave it.
You've tweeted now, I just double-checked, 173,000 times.
That's not a lot, though.
100, that seems like a lot. I don't know.
Yeah, look, I like getting on Twitter and...
It's just like your WhatsApp room, I guess.
Yeah, like, yeah, just I like texting, just anyway. Talking, you know, rubbish. I'll say things like, RT, if you're single but you don't want to be and you want someone to see this so that you can get a girlfriend, people RT and...
I'm sure they do.
I'm the resident Dr. Love on Twitter.
Yeah, you're definitely qualified.
Actually, pity I can't find love for myself. But
that's what I'm saying, you're not qualified. Let's get back into this timeline here. This guy went to a Beyonce concert and read a book, LOL.
Yeah, it was on, whose show was it on? For it's on Metro or something. But
you love Oscar Man on Metro. It's like your thing.
It's.
Have they had you on? I feel like they should have you on that.
No, look, I don't have problems that deep. They're always about cheating and side chicks and this guy's married and this, you know? I don't have such problems.
Okay.
I'd probably have to go on there and be like, oh, which girl do I choose? I'm so confused. So this guy apparently went with his wife to a Beyonce concert and he was reading a book and the cameras caught him and obviously it was in the news now. It was a big thing.
Huh. I didn't see that.
And the radio station wanted to interview him. So he's saying, no, I didn't get the big deal, you know. But he's basically saying he's old, dude. He likes 50s, 60s jazz. So he likes Beyonce, but not at the live shows. He was just reading his book. So it's quite a big story, apparently. So someone was like, yeah, that's what happens when you take your blesser or your sugar daddy to a Beyonce concert. Because, yeah, I mean, you're 22, you take like a 58-year-old guy. He's not going to go, all the single ladies, he's probably going to read his iPad. That's what sugar daddies read as books now, it's iPad. He's probably going to read his business plan at the Beyonce concert.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. You can't have like a 60-year age gap. Anyway, you also.
But my whole thing is now you have to sleep with him. It's gonna get awkward. That's my thing. Like, he takes you to Kong and he buys 40 moes for your friends. But now your friends aren't there when you're going home to his house.
You still have to sleep with the guy. Trans- or maybe you won't even you know, get it. Whatever.
Yeah. Or maybe you can change his Viagras to like Tic Tacs, so that he thinks he's taking a Viagra, but it's actually a Tic Tac, and it never works.
Yeah. So spike the blesser. This is a situation, by the way, that wouldn't even be an issue to you if you just had a job. So,
yeah. Exactly.
I want to
buy your own Moe.
I want to wrap it up with this on a bit of a serious note, but it is something that is, you know, a part of our South African reality. It's something that we need to confront head on. You tweeted, another week, another racist. I assume this is in response to the judge and the comments that were leaked on Facebook.
Yeah, the judge, the Facebook comments, someone else now recently. Look, every week now, but at least the government is, you know, trying to tackle it, trying to have discussions around it, you know, because you can't tweet the beach is full of monkeys and it gets dirty and then 2 days later say, no, I'm sorry, I'm not racist, my friend is,
I didn't mean it. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, look, really, look, I went to a multiracial school from like grade 2, I think, so I'm really, you know, but you can't tweet what you want or write on Facebook quoting people the K-word and then say, oh my God, I'm so, you know, sorry. Just like the one guy said, if you want to talk like that, it's your right, but just do it at a braai with Pete and Jan.
Nah,
don't go on, because you're just literally wanting people, other way around too. You can't say F-O whites are going to kill you, or no, don't say stuff like that. It's unnecessary. It's really,
I don't know what needs to change. I couldn't believe, though, and this was also trending on Twitter, Judge Mabel Jansen, who, I mean, those Facebook posts, she says they were taken out of context, but I read through that whole thing, and I don't know how much you can take out of context. Yeah,
luckily she's suspended, which is a start.
But did you hear her apology today?
Yeah. Mandela, blah, blah, blah. That's why I even tweeted that time. Yeah, I know you guys, like, you know, someone would probably say, no, Mandela wouldn't like how you... No, Mandela's got nothing to do with this. You know, the man's passed on. He was about one vision, which is one South Africa, you know? So it's, if you want to tweet or Facebook...
It was the worst way to go.
Yeah,
it was the worst
way to go. If you want to Facebook racist things, all you can do is actually just say, I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, in case you missed it, she said that she's the granddaughter of a former apartheid minister of native affairs and the daughter of a judge who once ruled in favor of Nelson Mandela and then came out and, you know, drew this whole comparison with that. She never really meant that because of the Mandela context, which was just, What, though, let's wrap it up with something positive. What is your message to people becoming better people, just in general, as a general thing, because you seem like you're a very chilled guy, you seem like you don't have issues with anybody, except with a bae 6 months in. Which is okay, that's fine,
it happens.
But from your perspective, just this dude moving through his human experience, what advice do you have to the world? What could make us all better people? Jack Devereaux wisdom.
You know, I tweeted the other day, at the end of the day, just make sure that your happiness is the happiness that is most important to you. So whether it's in your love life, at work, friends, family, you know, if you have friends that stress you out and talk behind your back and always in drama, drop those friends. If you're in a relationship that's not happy, you're constantly fighting with your partner, he's cheating, he's doing this and this and this, just drop that person, you know, at work. If you have to go to work and 9 to 5 to something that you hate every single day, you get your salary and it's not enough, but you hate going to work, you know, you come off from work, you can't even go to gym, you're just depressed, you know, try to find someone else. Look, I do events, I do a lot of things, you know, that's why I'm always, you know, sometimes I have free time because I do what I want to do. I worked at a big bank before, I wasn't happy and I left, you know, I do family things now, so I'm a happy guy in terms of, don't settle. If in your relationship, even if it's 6 months later and you're not the happiest you can be,
yeah,
you know what you want, you know. If you want someone to cook for you and that person can't cook or doesn't cook, then you're not going to be the happiest that you want to be, you know. So just find out what makes you happy and try your best by all means to attain that level of happiness.
It's powerful words. Sometimes we compromise a little too much on who we fundamentally are. Yeah. I know that you did tweet a little earlier on that you were going to give out details on Bae. So just a final reminder on the five things you want from a woman.
So I'm paraphrasing, yeah. Apparently they change. But number one, it's a ridiculously beautiful girl. That's important. I'm actually quite shallow when it comes to that. Number two, she must be able to cook. You don't have to be a chef, but a nice Sunday meal. Yeah, man, you don't understand how guys appreciate that. Number three, she has to have a car or some sort of means of transport. You know, sometimes if you have to go pick up someone, then go back to your place and then do whatever you do and then have to go drop them off again. Then you have to go back
home. Doesn't work, bro.
It's really strenuous. That's three. I said head every day. Obviously, that's like a joke, but you must be...
You don't look like you were joking.
Look, you must be a headmaster. That's what I'm saying. Of Jack Devereaux, FET College.
Okay.
And then number five, what did I say? Look, someone just has a job, man. Just can take care of themselves.
Has money, yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to... Look, you could be studying, but you must just... If we go to the movies and I've forgotten my wallet... Now mustn't we go back home now and go fetch my wallet? You must be like, oh, don't worry, babe. Like, here's whatever.
Okay.
I'll pay 99.9% of the time anyway, but yeah.
Got to do your own thing first. Okay, it's at Jack Devereaux on Twitter. Duncan is going to ask the final question, and that'll be it for this week's Team Talk with special guest star Jack Devereaux.
Hey, Jack. Nice to meet you, man. I just want to say quickly, I hear you want a woman who's probably... has accomplished half of the things that one should. But I just want to ask you this. Have you ever been to like these shanty townships, Ekasi, where you find that a poor girl finds herself in a horrible environment? She has nothing to offer the world but her beauty and brains. Don't you want to just take her and clean her up? And just not to the point where you feel like you own her. Yeah. But just taking someone who's just a diamond in the rough and just shape them.
That sounds like a nice plan.
You're definitely not a 702 caller, Duncan, by the way.
Look, obviously she would be good looking, she'd be able to cook, and she you know, the head game. That's three out of five. I think the other two we can work on that, you know? We can work on that. Look, I'm not saying you have to have a job, but if you're ambitious, I just don't want a lazy person.
Yeah, you just became a borderline blesser. That's okay.
So look, for example, if a girl from wherever, Soweto, Alex, and she's childishly hot, she is, you know, I'd work with her, you know? And the next thing, she's the, you know, Kimora Lee, you know, of South Africa, and then I'd be happy.
There you go.
Probably have to leave her when she's like 50 and, but yeah. But for now, I think I'd be able to do that, yeah.
Okay, there you go. That's this week's Team Talk featuring Jack Devereaux. Very good job on standing in for Teams there. We may not even ever need him back.
Yeah, I've actually been getting WhatsApp saying you're actually much better than him.
You've nailed it, yeah.
Yeah,
power.
Yeah.
Jack Devereaux, thank you so much.
Thank you, man, for having me. Cliffcentral. I've got something important to tell you. Cliffcentral.com.